So I'm here with Carrie Overall, and she's the president of the Idaho Education Association. So thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So I wondered if you could just maybe briefly tell us what the Idaho Education Association is and what it does.
The Idaho Education Association is a group of members from across the state. We represent both teachers and classified personnel in every district across the state of Idaho. And our job is to advocate for students and for educators to ensure that they have the resources they need in order to make sure that Idaho's public schools are the best they can be.
That's great. And you're presenting at, is it Madison High School today?
We just left the junior high here in Rexburg.
Great.
And had lunch with educators, talked about issues that they're facing, difficulties, things that are going well in their schools. Any chance I can get to travel the state and visit as many schools as possible, I try to do so. We know that there are a variety of different needs across the state, but we also know that there's a lot of similarities, and it's great to have the chance to visit with educators.
And what do you think, just as you've been traveling around the state, you know, visiting all these different schools, then what's your impression of like the Idaho education system?
We know that Idaho has quality public schools. We know that we have talented educators in every building across the state. We know that we have great students. We know people want to live in the state of Idaho. We also know that districts struggle. Many districts have to pass supplemental levies in order to supplement what the state provides. And so we know that the legislature can and should do more to provide for Idaho's public schools. And the Idaho Education Association will continue to advocate for that so that people want to continue to move to Idaho and live in our great state. And we want to ensure that every student, regardless of the district they live in, has access to quality public schools.
And I think that you basically just said some of them, but you mentioned that, you know, every school has their struggles and every school has their, but they're also good points. So what are some of maybe the biggest struggles, but also the greatest benefits of Idaho?
We know that Idaho students are achieving. Idaho's test scores are middle of the pack when compared with states across the nation. We know that we have many highly qualified educators. We also know that we have communities across the state that care deeply about their students and about their schools. And that's powerful to know that people support public education. We know that Idaho struggles to recruit and retain educators. 15% of educators will leave within the first 5 years due to pay or lack of support, lack of mentoring, lack of professional development, feeling isolated, being the only one teaching their curriculum in their school. And as a state, we need to do better at addressing some of those concerns to ensure that Idaho students continue to have a qualified, talented teacher to educate them.
And you talked about, you know, recruiting and retaining. So I wondered, you know, BYU Idaho has a pretty large education program. And so I wondered if you could tell me a little bit, like, how many people from BYUI are maybe staying in Idaho to teach?
I don't have the exact numbers on hand. I know last year the State Board of Education did what they called the Teacher Pipeline Report, and it mapped out the number of graduates that graduate from each university across the state. And then they actually did data on where those educators go. And it shows that a large portion of BYU-Idaho graduates do stay, but there are also a large portion that don't, that go elsewhere. We also know that some stay for a few years while their spouse finishes school. And then once they're done, then they move on as well. So I know that the state board has been working on getting a better handle on those numbers. And we look forward to seeing more concrete results so that we do know, why are you leaving? Why aren't people staying in our state? Is it because of pay? Is it because of other issues? And we look forward to seeing more research on that.
Do you know where most of these people are maybe leaving to from Idaho?
All over. It kind of depends on the part of the state you're from. Over on here in the eastern side of the state, we know people go to Wyoming, they go to Utah. Up north, Washington pays $30,000 more a year now to teach there. And wow. So often educators will go to Washington where they can make significantly more. Regardless of where they're going, we know that Idaho's not retaining them. And so we need to do more as a state to solve that problem.
So then what is the IEA doing to solve this problem then?
We continue to advocate for increased educator salaries. The career ladder will be finishing its final and fifth year next year. And we say we need a plan for what comes next. How will we continue to pay our educators so that we can recruit and retain and attract educators to Idaho? We also know that the legislature mandates that educators are mentored, but it's up to each district to determine what that looks like. We believe that we need quality mentoring in every district for every new teacher coming in. And we believe that as we provide that support, that mentoring, the professional development, that educators will be less likely to leave and less likely to feel overwhelmed in their first few years in the profession.
And do you have workshops that you hold?
We do. IEA has a strong professional development program that we put on. It's taught by members and provided free to members of the IEA. And we have classes in all kinds of professional development areas, classroom management, teaching strategies, best practices. And we know that when educators learn from one another, it's some of the best professional development they receive. This fall, we also held professional development specifically for early career educators. It was called Empower 2018. We held one in Idaho Falls, and we had over 30 early career educators, so educators in their first 5 years, attend that one full day Saturday workshop and learn about classroom management, learn about teaching strategies, learn about stress management, learning about dealing with difficult behaviors, learn about how to be the best educator they can be. And we believe as we support our profession and build it up that we can do our part to help solve the recruitment and retention problem in the state.
Do you have any of these workshops coming up pretty soon?
I know we do. We have a statewide schedule that's out there, and I didn't look before I came in.
No pressure.
But I know there's one coming up next month in Pocatello, but we do offer them year-round in every region of the state. I appreciate you having me on today. Any chance we can get to talk to stakeholders, to talk to parents, to talk to administrators, to talk to school boards, to talk to the media about the great work that's happening in our public schools, we appreciate it. We know that Idahoans care deeply about their public schools. We know that Idaho's growing, and we know that our educators want to be supported and want to stay and live in our state. They love living here. And as we all work together to achieve that goal of great public schools, we can ensure that Idaho remains a place that people want to continue to move to.
And that's Carrie Overall. She's the president of the Idaho Education Association. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.